a 3-minute introduction. We're going to turn it over to PD0 Pixie, our newest elected senator from the fine city of Portland.
Hello, fellow players. I absolutely adore this game, and I believe that the role of the senator should be expanded rather than just having a nice shiny badge and maybe having SSI listen to us a little bit more. I want to turn the senator position into something that actually has some significance within the game that is more than just symbolic. I absolutely adore SF0. It's changed my life, and I vow to do anything it takes to make this game a more awesome and enjoyable and fantastic and inclusive game. And thank you all for electing me. I feel very, very honored.
Thank you, Pixie. We've had a number of incredibly important topics come up throughout the last couple of years when campaigns are run. You have a minute and a half, and there will be a 30-second rebuttal period. Where do you stand on these important issues? Pixie, where do you stand on the issues that matter?
The issues that matter? Okay. Well, let's see. First, regarding broccoli, I agree with Spider that each person has their individual right to choose whether or not they eat broccoli. I personally only choose to eat broccoli if it is cooked a little bit, but not too much, and or has delicious, amazing salad dressing on it. But under most circumstances, I would say that I'm pretty definitively anti-broccoli, although it can be very good in twice-baked potatoes. For hills, I believe that hills provide variety for the world. I think that even I support things such as cliffs, which, though some people may see these as dangerous objects, I believe that they make the world a much more beautiful and versatile place, which is a very important thing, and I think something that we really can think about and support on SF0. As for robots, I do believe robots should have rights. I also believe that there should be some institutions in place to make sure that robots are getting the proper amount of love that they require, because most of the problems that I've heard of with robot revolutions and taking over the world happens when robots are mistreated. And so I think that if we, you know, start a Hug a Robot campaign, that this could potentially lead to some really good things for, like, robot-human relations, and that maybe we can live together in harmony and it can all work out. I actually just am an overall supporter of hugging in general. Are there any other issues you'd like me to address? Oh, and I totally support cats in whatever form they happen to come.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Pixie. If you have a rebuttal, we'll go ahead and do a sweep. Pixie, anything you'd like to say?
Just that I'm going to hug the killbot. And then it will learn to love, and it will not take over San Francisco anymore. It will just skip with me on the beach.
What's your policy when it comes to sock puppets? Should sock puppets vote? Should sock puppets task? What's your policy regarding multiplayer characters? Senator Pixie, where do you stand on the sock puppet issue?
I personally, I've thought about creating a sock puppet, but I personally only have one character, because that is the only person in my head right now who needs to be out on SF0. I kind of agree with Lincoln in the whole, basically, you should be able to have as many characters as there are in your head, but you should be able to make sure that they are consistently controlling the character that they have been assigned, aka you shouldn't have one person controlling more than one character. But I do admit that more than one person can live inside one person. Or more than one character can live inside one person, if that makes sense. Like the Vixen in Christina, Kay, I think is a really good example of acceptable use of multiple characters for the same person. But I think that there are some huge potential issues that can come up with sock puppets, not just with flagging, but with Trucer's drive being taken away. I think that that's, well, that'll get addressed later, but I think that that's very dangerous application of sock puppets. And so I think they're integral, but they definitely can provide some problems.
Okay, thank you, Senator Pixie. Question number 4. A character by the name of Squibbs, who claims to have taken the drive of another innocent player hostage. My question to you, Senators, is what is your strategy for resolving this hostage situation? Senator Pixie, where do you stand on the kidnapping?
I've actually thought about this a lot and taken personal efforts to try and resolve this crisis. I've come up with two potential strategies that are realistic that could easily get back Treucer's drive. The first of which is to add Treucer himself as a collaborator on one of our senatorial campaigns. That way he's a senator, so that way he has more power and can go and take his drive back for himself. The other is to add Squibbs as a collaborator until Treucer's drive is safely returned and then quickly drop him as a collaborator. That way he thinks that he gets to be a senator, but then he loses his Senate seat.
Let's go ahead and do a round of rebuttals. Try to keep it to around 30 seconds or so. Senator Pixie?
If we're going to storm the castle, let's please reapprove the task Kidnap Me Gently so we can get points for it. But I'm all for storming the castle or for doing it the clever diplomatic way, whichever is most popular among all of you and the players at the table.
Spoken like a true politician. On to question five. When you're taking it to the limit, how far is too far? Are there tasks that shouldn't be completed? Are there tasks that shouldn't be approved? Are there things that you would not do for the game? Senator Pixie, what do you think?
Well, I have personal limits. I'm not sure if I should impose limits on other people. I obviously think that actually harming another person, at least physically and or emotionally, is a bad plan. I think that some tasks can be taken to mean that or interpreted to mean that, and I think that people should avoid interpreting tasks that way. But then again, I'm kind of a humanitarian crisis person. I think that, tasking should be used to help the people of the city or the people of your community in general and the people on the site. Except for revenge tasking. I highly support revenge tasking. I personally have found out things about myself from taking tasks to limits that I didn't know were possible. And I think that it's a really rewarding and awesome experience. So I think that taking tasks to the limit as much as you can is definitely a good thing, as long as it's not harming anyone else and as long as you don't die. I'm talking to you, Lincoln.
Yeah, here.
Next question. The question is basically, how do we bring people to SF0? And once we've brought them to the game, how do we encourage them to stay? And once we've convinced them to stay, how do we get them to task in a way that brings us pleasure? Senator Pixie.
Okay, this is something which I have thought extensively about, being that I sucked for a while. No offense to me. Well, actually, yes. I did not task nearly as well as I could for a while. But I also think that it is kind of important to let this game also be a casual creative outlet for some, because I personally now like tasking to the limit as much as I can. I am really excited about potential collaborating long distance and other such things, but I know that other people just kind of use this game as an occasional, oh, well, this might be a fun thing to do once a month. Or, oh, well, I'll just casually get into it. I like the fact that the game has that kind of flexibility. And if it didn't have that kind of flexibility, then I probably couldn't have gotten into it. I think that there should be a twofold strategy of how to welcome players and get them into the game. I think that potentially, we should take it upon ourselves to personally make sure that every player who signs up and does at least one task is somehow welcomed in some way. And I think that maybe in the long term, such as the next era, we should come up with a kind of a longer orientation process than just submit a player photograph. Because while that does introduce people to the game, I think that we could definitely come up with something a lot more cool and a lot more ARG-ish. I also think that, I know this sounds bad, but new players should have slightly less freedom so we can kind of push them in the right direction. Not to say that, I love how much freedom this game has, but I think that it's much more cool if you earn it as you level up than if you just are given this wide open expanse and then you don't know what to do with it and then you quit. Because I know a lot of people who are just overwhelmed by the game and all the different options they have and then just don't really know what to do and leave. So if we started out more like a directed game and then maybe make it broaden out and get more creative as we level up, I think that could potentially be a good strategy.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Pixie. I guess we'll do a quick round of rebuttals if anyone wants to rebut. Senator Pixie?
I forgot to mention something, which is basically that the how-to part should be updated past, like, Gasnot or whatever the last era it actually was relevant, because a lot of everything has changed since. Basically, I think our site needs an update, and that would kind of help new players. And, like, linking the wiki and updating the wiki would also probably be a good plan. But I think that I've made my stance pretty clear.
Now the question that I think everyone's been chomping at the bit for. Imagine that you've suddenly been given a magic wand, and you're allowed to design the next era and to remake the game however you like. What are you going to do with that power? Senator Pixie, if you were in charge, how would you change the game?
Well, for one thing, I would give more, I'd give more control to the community at large, aka having maybe senators be on the committee of people who approve tasks, or people who have, basically giving simultaneously more player control to the, like, structure of the game itself, and in a lot of ways, less. And I know that sounds bad, but basically I think that the game should start out a bit more, as I said, a bit more closed, a bit more, you know, here are your limits, here's the structure. That way people can kind of get accustomed to it and figure out what kind of player they want to be before they're given quite as many options. I kind of like Spider's idea of being able to gain new trajectories as you level up, although I really like the idea of being able to experiment with a bunch of different kinds of trajectories of desire, because I believe that really what we have the desire to do is to task. And that just because I like helping people doesn't mean that I should only be in humanitarian crisis. Just because you like robots doesn't only mean that you should like robots and have to task with equivalency. I do think that level zero tasks should definitely be able to be signed up for. I hardcore support that with all of my heart. And I think that there should be more high-level tasks that exist that can be signed up for, because we have, like, a lot of, like, 15-point tasks, and then we have 200-point tasks, and I don't think that's particularly fair. Also, I noticed that a lot of really high-level tasks are BART, and I think that other trajectories should be able to have that. But, again, my thoughts on it, on a new era, aren't super organized. I haven't had time to, like, you know, write down everything and be like, this is exactly how I want the era. So I think that that would basically be some of my thoughts on potential new era things.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Pixie. We'll do a quick round of rebuttals if anyone has any. Senator Pixie?
I loved Lincoln's ideas. I loved Spider's ideas. I wish that we had more than just a symbolic role in the game. And that's basically what I have to say.
Next question comes from Susie Durkins, our esteemed player in Mexico City. And Susie says...
Citizen Susie Durkins here. Senators, I would like to ask your opinion about the accusation that SF0 promotes schizophrenia. And also, I would like to ask Senator Spider about when we can expect to see that training and certification program for good keepers implemented. Thanks. Talk to around.
I am all for badges. All badges. I just wrote SSI a very long letter yesterday being like, hey, I love badges. You should, like, have clear ways of possibly getting them, or at least have some way of possibly getting them that exists. I think that I would be either a good recipient or good certifier for a good kisser badge, being that I have plenty of experience in this particular field, and I would consider myself an expert. However, I do not live in San Francisco or near anybody, so perhaps this be a Portland branch of the good kissing bureaucracy. As for schizophrenia, I would like to say that none of the four people in my head think that this game causes schizophrenia, being that they were all here before the game. However, I do think that maybe this game is a really good way of dealing with schizophrenia in a constructive way.
Would anyone like to make a rebuttal to any of those points?
Yes.
Go ahead, Senator Pixie.
I'd like to say that kissing cannot be looked at in such a scientific and deconstructed manner. Kissing is an art, just as much as it is a science, and I think that it's very subjective, and that while there can definitely be, like, while kissing can definitely be improved over time, I still think it's too individual to, you know, perhaps create a curriculum for teaching good kissing, especially on something on the internet.
Okay, any other rebuttals?
I find Pixie should get the badge.
So I think at this point we're going to move on to the final question. This is a free-form open, well, not really a question, but an invitation to vent anything that needs to be vented. So you're free to speak for about 2 minutes or so, but I probably won't cut you off unless you push it to quite an extreme. And there will be no additional rebuttals. We're going to kick things off with Senator Pixie. Any closing statements you'd like to make?
Thank you for electing me. I support awesome tasking. I support level zeroing. I support good kissing. Thank you for having this game exist so I can play it and so it can consume my life. And I hope that all of you senators and all of you players listening have a fantastic day.